Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics, in the world around us, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I hope to be joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Waltz. Now, there were some really interesting aspects over last weekend that continue on through this week, which we are feeling and rolling with. Mars is at 19 degrees of Aries now. It's going to go all the way through Aries. It's spending an unusually long 6 months in a sign. And Mars in Aries exacerbates our immune system. It can, everybody gets a little hot under the collar easily. Mars is in its own fiery sign. It's at 19 degrees of Aries now, goes all the way through Aries, then turns retrograde, backs up all the way to almost to the beginning again, and then goes back through it again. And one of the things that makes this so tricky is that Mars is moving today, is in exact square to Jupiter. Then it's going to square Pluto next weekend and Saturn the week afterwards. And Mars, and today we have Mercury opposed Saturn, Mercury opposed Pluto over the weekend. So we've been thinking about all the issues. We've been talking about them. We look on the politics. We hear the conversation around COVID and around TikTok. It's interesting that it's a communications network that Trump decided should not, if it's going to be sold, it should be banned in America, which is crazy, but if it was going to be in America, it had to be owned by an American company, and the government had to get a kickback. That was as Mercury opposed Pluto. Pluto brings that death and rebirth to what? To a communication system. But it also brings power dynamics and how we communicate. So there was a lot of that over the weekend. Some people were feeling very depressed as they were facing some important piece of information that they hadn't wanted to face. And that, we look at the headlines of what's happened with COVID, or we look at the politics and the finances of a country that is faced a 30% drop in gross national product last quarter, we can understand why all of this news hit at once as Mercury opposed Pluto. But, that can leave us passive. And Mercury then opposed Saturn today. It says, so what do you want to do about it? And then as we do this conversation, next week, Mars is squaring Jupiter now, which brings out our competitive spirit. How do we want to argue about this? What do we want to do about it? Then it moves into a square with Pluto, where there's this torque around our willfulness. That's early next week. And then Saturn and Mars square off before it retrogrades. Now, that again will be asking us, how do we want to do this in a responsible way? And really feeling the pinch that we can't do what we want, but we can do plenty. We're working with a very limited palette at the moment. There's only so much we can do under the circumstances and still breathe and have everybody around us breathing. But we're working towards this. In an interesting piece that supports our lungs and supports the communication and supports all these efforts is Venus in Gemini moves to conjunct the North Node in Gemini. It's exact today. We'll be feeling it today and tomorrow. That can support our lungs, support our breathing, and support the belief that if we keep talking, we'll find an answer, which is a lovely thing. If you would like to call in tonight and ask a question, the phone number is 347-215-8881. And then press 1 to raise your hand, and we'll take it from there. Yeah, in a few minutes, as I'm going to keep on talking. We had the full moon today. The moon in Aquarius opposed the sun. And, you know, usually that's one of the best party nights of the year. That was last night and in tonight with the moon in Aquarius, which is really good. Best drum circles I've ever been to have been this full moon every summer when the sun is in Aquarius opposed the, when the moon is in Aquarius opposed the sun in Leo. And that's, and this one has been roughly square Uranus, pushing us to change. But a moon in Aquarius is not as highly emotional as some full moons. And the very kind of thoughtful, stern, and hardworking aspects that are cooking now, you know, have made it a little harder to just relax and have fun, and instead have asked us to get to the work and to manifest what happens. And this is, so it's an interesting tension along those lines. The full moon, every full moon talks about a dichotomy that we feel in life, an apparent opposition, but it's really, we have to move past the opposition into a both and rather than either or. And this both and is, do I express myself and do what I want, or do I do what my community needs? We can see this in, do I wear a mask because the community needs me to, or do I express myself and go maskless? We can see this in a need for us, you know, do I want to be seen in my relationship, or am I willing to honor the other person first and see them and see what we can do to reconnect? So there's an interesting process that every full moon brings out in us. And to look at yourself right now and look at yourself tonight and tomorrow and think about how the sun in Leo is calling you to put yourself in the center. And that has some healing moments. In order to serve the whole, we have to be able to put ourselves in the center and take care of ourselves between the times that we stretch out and honor other people's needs. So we have that combination along with the moon in Aquarius. It says, you know, enough about you. What about, what does everybody need? What does the collective need? What will help this country break the cycle and get over COVID or get it calm enough so that we can resume business as usual? And that fight, that feistiness and the fight around this pushing back and forth. So you may be feeling something that you need to change or dealing with some uncomfortable that needs your attention. Now, it's interesting, this Mercury is in Cancer. It'll soon be going into Leo. But Venus is leaving Gemini and entering Cancer. Next weekend, with Venus in Cancer, dropping us back into our heart and back into our feelings. And with that, all this energy to remake something. If we can't remake the world, can we rebuild a room in our house? Can we reorganize our garden? What can we do to continue this process and truly renovate, not make change for change's sake, even though Uranus can ask for that, but make constructive change? If we don't give it something constructive to do, that Uranus can say, oh, I just am so tired of seeing the same people and doing the same things. I simply must make a break and do something entirely different. So, you know, the fact that we can't, that we are constrained right now, we are feeling the intensity of that constraint. Well, Saturn went back into Capricorn until December. And asking us to again look back at our issues around patriarchy, around how power is handled, around structure and form, but can also be something quite literal as, you know, the foundations of our house or the foundations of the work we do. Does something in that need to be revamped and reexamined? So that's the lineup. Cooking around in the backgrounds. And for the next few weeks, we've got this kind of schizophrenic feeling. It's not terribly tense. The surface can be friendly and summery, flirtatious, you know, relaxed and cozy. But underneath that is this deep engine of change that's asking us to make fundamental changes in our society, in our life, that we have to cope in the face of life and death and the use and misuse of power, all those Pluto issues. How do we reorganize? So take the moments as they come and let yourself refill. See if you can weave connection with people that you haven't dealt with before. Really feel those, honor those connections so that with old family and old friends, so that you have the team that you need to do the deeper work and that you feel renewed enough to get back in there. Notice when you're feeling on burnout and practice self-care so that we can stay in here for the long haul and do the good work. Also, and if we, while we're dealing with an immune dysfunction, while we're dealing with a pandemic, it's always helpful to take good care of ourselves just to keep our immune system in good shape. They've said that one of, it's interesting, this lineup is in Capricorn, and Capricorn opposes Cancer. Mercury's in Cancer, Venus is going into Cancer. And one of, an interesting article that just came out was on the food crisis in America, in that metabolic health, whether you are a healthy weight, whether you've been eating well, you've been eating a high-quality food, is one of the closest factors to how people handle COVID. And it talked in the article about during World War I and World War II, early generations there, where the Pluto in Cancer generation was dealing with no food. And there were people that were too malnourished and too thin to go to be drafted into war. So the government worked on improving the calorie content, and with food stamps and farm supplies and commodities, how to take care of the farmers and make sure the people had the calories they needed. But we've gone way past that. We have one of the highest obesity rates in the world, and that the people are now overweight and malnourished. How do we, and that's the Cancer, looking at what actually nourishes us and how do we zone in on the nourishment that we need, not the calories. How do we zone in on the content of our health? And something for all of us to keep an eye on and work towards in this time ahead. So today we have that Mercury-Saturn opposition, August 3rd and August 4th. Mars squares Pluto exactly, and Mercury enters Leo tomorrow. A good day for muscular activity. The moon heads into Pisces in the evening, but during the day, feel those muscles work. Notice that it's a good time to work in a team with projects with the moon in Aquarius, and see if you can, instead of competing, you know, if the trick will be to work together instead of to compete, or to work together instead of let that Mars and Aries, which can feel that it's easier just to do the job themselves rather than work with others. So feel that shift. In the evening tomorrow, it calms down and we may need to get back to some more emotional content or some more, to tell our story with Mercury and Leo. We need to tell our stories. Then on the 5th, the moon sextiles Uranus. It's a fairly quiet day with the moon in Pisces the next 2 days, to time to catch up with some emotional work and interpersonal work before Friday, when the moon goes into Aries fairly early on, Venus goes into Cancer, the two of them are square each other, and we may feel torn between that independence and that need for comfort and connection. Feel that coming on Friday, but then over the weekend, have projects to do. People that don't have anything to do will tend to get irritable easily and get wound up and can take it out on each other. So give yourself something constructive to do, a project for that Aries moon to kick in on. I'm going to start taking some questions from the audience. And, Mark is traveling today. I've forgotten that, and I'm not sure where Anne is, but I know I'm hoping she's having a wonderful summer day. So, hello, error code 480. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
good.
Yes, I can now. Thank you. My birth date is June 24th.
When were you born?
24th.
Mm-hmm. June 24th.
1959 at 10:20 a.m. in Neptune City, New Jersey. And my question is, I put my Phoenix house up on the market yesterday right after the moon went into Aquarius, and
mm-hmm.
I have questions as to when you think it will sell.
Okay. And what time and where were you? It's in Phoenix, you said.
The house
and
is in
what
Phoenix.
Time
I was
the house
born
go
in
on
Neptune
to sale
City.
In Phoenix? Yeah, I know. What time did the house go on to sale yesterday?
Phoenix time 3:33 in the afternoon.
3:33 on August 2nd. And how is the market in that area?
It's hot. Houses are selling fast.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I, by any chance, my phone gets disconnected, hang on. I will get back on the other way.
Sure.
I just realized that my phone is kind of, is thinking as, because Mercury opposed Saturn, communication issues, it's easy to have that problem. So we have, when we look at your chart for tomorrow, it looks like it should sell fairly quickly. I think that it's hot. It looks like the market's hot and it's working. And can you hear me still?
Yes, I can.
No? Okay. Oh, good. I think you chose a very good time to put it on the market. And I would be surprised if it was not sold within 6 weeks.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And, you know, it feels like you yourself are in a time of change. Your progressed moon has already conjunct Uranus. Feels like you moved out of there already, and you feel comfortable about that move. And
yes, you all three of you told me to go to, you know, get the condo in Colorado, which I did. You all said it would happen, and it happened at your timing. You guys are great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It feels like it's a healthy step forward in this new phase in your life. And
yeah, put that back in my fifth house.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. And yeah, get it out of the other place. And it also got your progressed moon conjunct Uranus about 3 months ago. So it's like I said, you already has changed your heart, where you wanted to be and where you're going. In general, it looks like you're stepping into a new phase in your life as your progressed sun entered Virgo only a few months ago and said that you're ready to make a huge shift from where you've been for the last 30 years. So I'm quite
Absolutely.
Proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Now, the people that I see on the line, hold on, I'm going to switch phones. I'll be right back because otherwise my phone will run out. I'll be right there. So I'm going to say goodbye at the moment, and I'll say goodbye to you and good luck on that. Let us know when it
Thank
actually does
Thank you so much.
Sell.
You're always
okay.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Calling back in, this is Heather Rowan Robbins. It's been quite amazing with Mercury opposed Saturn. That's a delay in connection, and we're back on the air. So I'm going to ask for one more caller, and let's see if we can take this. Hello, area code 504. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. It's so great to talk to you. I have to say hello to my Sagittarius friend in San Francisco who introduced me to the show.
Wonderful.
My birthday is May 8th, 1978, at 11:13 a.m. in Columbus, Ohio. And since it's you, I'm going to focus on a career and geography question. I'm at a weird place, like everybody seems to be right now with everything that's going on out there. And I'm currently unemployed, looking for new employment and sort of trying to figure out what that looks like. But I
did you feel did so, COVID unemploy you, or was there another
it
journey?
It did not. It was it was differences with my employer over how things should be done. It was a good separation for me, I think,
excellent,
overall, but it is kind of a scary time to be unemployed.
Yeah, you know, you're just coming out of a frustrating year, as Pluto was square your Mercury up in your house of career. So you're stepping out of that. It looks really good for the next phase, but you'll be really feeling it this weekend and next weekend as Pluto comes back with, you know, is backing up to close to it, but not square it. But it's emulating, you know, you were born with Pluto opposed your Mercury in Aries natally.
Okay.
So tell me, and Saturn's right on your descendant. What kind of work do you do? Because that helps me see where to start.
Sure. Okay. So I have been in higher education for the past decade, and I had just moved into human services, but was working for a nonprofit as an education director, but not really getting to use a lot of my skill set.
And
you're out
in California?
No, I have a New Orleans area code, but I live in Ohio still. And actually the area code had to do with part of my question, which is I feel really drawn to New Orleans, and I was wondering if you see that anywhere in my
chart.
Well,
it's interesting. You have the nodal axis, the north node, south node, which is often a place where my astrocartography, when I look at your astrocartography map, right through New Orleans and right up and down the Mississippi. So, you know, the Mississippi goes east, west of it, because Mississippi does that. You know, I remember living in St. Paul, Minnesota, and they said, do you live east or west of the Mississippi? It said, depends on what time of day and which loop of the river you're talking about. I'm both. So right through it, and so that's a place where you go to meet karmic people, that people that are important to you, important to your soul work. There's a Jupiter on the ascendant line where they think, you know, they think you know what you're talking about. But, you know, it's a place where they tend to have a good response to you. Now, your Jupiter is pretty well aspected in your natal chart. So a Jupiter line is not bad. And that runs through Spokane, through Idaho, through Salt Lake City, and then right through New Mexico and towards San Antonio. It comes in an angle.
Okay.
So you've got about 200 miles on either side of that. So that's most of the Northwest. Less on the coast, here where I live here in Montana, all the way through Salt Lake City, all the way through Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. West Coast itself doesn't do much for you, but if you are considering New Orleans, that might be a powerful place to find people that are karmically important to you. I wouldn't move onto the East Coast. You've got Pluto on the IC right through New York City. It's a transformative place to take a workshop, but not where you want to live.
Okay. Thank you.
And so, you know, those are, and in your work, you know, you appear flexible, but you're not really. And that's you know, how do we help you find ways to feel good about that? And that where any place that you can be sort of the head of your own department or work with a team, because you work fine with teams as long as they don't micromanage you and you can do what you think needs to be done. You are naturally good at stepping into the authority. You are, as what people say, good at telling people what to do. And you make a charismatic leader and people think you know what you're talking about. But anybody who thinks you should be working for them, not with them, is going to have trouble with you.
Yeah.
Because you have this grand trine in fire signs, and you just come off a little too confident and too, you think fast, and you have an intuitive connection with people. So if they want you to be in charge of your section, they love you. If they want to be in charge and you're supposed to do what they ask you to do, they're going to buck heads with you. Does that make sense?
That is so accurate to my recent position, especially.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's better that you start to like a smaller job or a side job or a smaller organization where you can be at a higher level and then work your way up from there rather than come in underneath somebody who isn't happy to have a self-starter.
Okay. Well, that's so interesting.
And Ohio isn't, there's nothing really going on for you in Ohio. And that means
right. There's
nothing terrible,
right. But
it's just nothing that nourishes you. If you put two bricks on top of each other, you'll have two bricks. No one's going to add a third
right.
brick. No one's going to take away the bottom brick. So
okay.
it doesn't really engage you. I would,
okay.
for the same reason, I wouldn't send you to the Dakotas or Nebraska or Kansas. But I could
okay.
send you to Western Texas or that swath from Vancouver to San Antonio, you know, giving yourself 200 miles on either side of that.
Okay.
Okay?
And do you see a time span for things kind of, like career-wise, shaking into place in my chart, or
there is even in a few days is a good time to put out some feelers as Mercury
okay.
hits Uranus. Your
okay.
Mercury hits. I mean, sorry, your Mercury Mars transiting Mars hits your Mercury, but
okay,
Uranus will be going back and forth over your Sun for the next couple of years. You're going to be staying in flux. Your identity at work is going to be shifting, but that's not a bad thing. Just kind of roll
mm-hmm.
with it. Let it be an evolving process. Your
okay.
progressed moon, you won't really know where you live for at least 2 months as your progressed moon is coming to conjunct Neptune. And
okay.
so it's sort of ephemeral. You'll know where you live this week. You know how you feel this week, but it's going to be a little hard to
right.
see farther ahead.
Okay.
So let it,
also
but
very accurate
you know,
right
you'll
now.
Know right where you are, and you can see what's going to happen, you know, what's the next step to take, you can do. Just, you know, the past is starting to fade, and I want you to really think about where you'd like to be in 10 years.
Okay.
And let that draw you into a new phase in your life. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, Heather.
Oh, thank you. Good luck on all of that.
Thanks.
And I'm going to say goodbye to you. And to all of us, I want you to use this week to be safe and healthy and watch the tendency to be hooked into reaction. If you find yourself responding against someone, step away from that and step into what you want instead. Stay proactive. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. And I am sending love out to Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley, who are off having summer. And we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy, my dears. Take care.